You want
Please,
to have
I
the
would make
proletariat
them.
ditty party? That's what P stands for. The P proletariat ditty party.
Yeah. You know, it's nothing for us to laugh at, and I take
The
back that
blue
laugh
collar
because
ditty, a freak
it's not
off.
funny. The blue collar freak ups? Yeah, please.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Varone, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
The year is 2011.
Oh, wait, what?
Jesus Christ.
No, it's November. What do you mean April?
Well, you don't understand what I was going to do. I was going to make a call to action.
Oh, all right. Oh, okay. Go for it.
April 1st, 2025. Every single tactician, we are gathering in New York City in the financial district. And we are bringing back Occupy Wall Street. And this time, we are going to be occupying it for a very long time.
Right.
However long it takes until our needs and demands are fucking met.
But this isn't going to be like the 2010 one where everyone looked poor and became dirty from occupying for too long. We will be bringing food trucks, taco trucks, fucking Blue Moon beer will be provided by the company.
no oranges.
Yeah,
though.
It's not.
Yeah,
it's not going to be on the street. It'll be in the hotels surrounding the Wall Street area.
Exactly.
And it's going to go beyond Wall Street. We're not just occupying Wall Street this time, dumbass. We're occupying Bleecker. We're occupying Houston. We're occupying Soho. We're occupying. We're occupying. Where else?
The West Village Center
Chelsea
of
Market.
Culture.
We are occupying America.
Mm-hmm.
Chaining
That's
ourselves
right.
to something. I don't know. People need to. That I feel like that shit works when you chain yourself to a door or something like that.
Yep.
Because then they have to come out and saw it off. This is. They must be so pissed off when somebody just.
Damn, I feel like we got the. This is maybe two episodes in a row where we got the nasal laugh.
Just imagining some fucking.
Well, because you have to be mad serious. Like you're brought in with a bandsaw.
Like, God damn it. We got to get the fucking. The chainsaw or whatever out, and we got to fucking saw this fucking. Piece of shit.
Nate, I gotta warn you though, you better tie those chains tight because you don't have a lot of runway in terms of body fat. And you go about 2 days without eating. I saw you at Disneyland when you broke that fast. You're skin and bones, dude. You're gonna slip through any man-made chain, so you gotta design that shit to be very tight.
I'll just hold you. I'll hold you down.
Mm-hmm. A human chain?
The human chain.
The human chain.
I paid him. He's not got to pay him. I'm paying him $500 a day. Not, don't let me up.
Man.
We do need something like this to happen immediately, I think.
Right.
We saw what happened when Luigi Mangione tried to chain himself to a bullet and launch himself into a man.
The body. Right.
But that didn't work out. In terms of causing a global uprising, which is the impetus for this podcast, obviously, if you're not tuned in by now about that. So, I mean, I've been saying this lately is it's fucking over for every hoe in the world and back as soon as I figure out what my beliefs are.
Same. Once I can lock down how I really feel.
Yeah. Once I have an opinion.
That's when I become activated.
I've been trying to have an opinion literally about. This shit about the world
because a good thinker they spend time listening, observing.
Might we remember the ants from Lord of the Rings? If you will remember, there's a whole fucking forest of very smart trees that can walk around like human beings, have deep voices, and they're ancient as all fuck King Hell. And what's happening in Lord of the Rings is Sauron, a fucking evil elf who's become very powerful.
Sauron is not a fucking elf, dude.
He's something. And I think he did take the
He's
form
a wizard.
Of an elf.
He's a wizard, bro.
Right, he's a wizard. He's something. He's
He's
evil.
an
That's
he's a
all I know.
wizard. He's not some he's a wizard.
Is he a fucking wizard? You're thinking Saruman.
I'm thinking of Sauron.
You want me to Google it?
The evil old guy that's the that hangs out with
That's
Gandalf.
Saruman, dude. You've been confused by their names,
Then
which I
who's
think.
Sauron? The
Sauron
eye?
is the fucking eye.
He's a Maiar.
Oh.
He's obviously a
Right, right,
Maiar.
right, right. Never mind. Sorry, sorry,
Maia.
sorry, sorry.
Nate, by the way, you are in the running to be playing Saruman once that beard gets all white and long. You got that, and I think,
Saruman talk, I
oh, bro,
forget.
Saruman, are you kidding me? He used to be boys with Gandalf.
Oh, they love talking. Gandalf doesn't chill with
So
anybody
the
unless they're
eye
also
says shit
talking.
in it.
The eye used to be a man, dude, and then Isildur, a man, cut
A
off his
prequel?
ring, the finger with
A
the ring
whole
upon
ass
it.
fucking prequel
Every
starring
what?
Saruman?
After he cut off the ring, he became spirit form, and that's when he becomes the fucking eye. All right.
So you're telling me there's a
But
dude carrying another dude around with him in the form of an eyeball?
you seen the movies? You know that crazy tower with that eye that's on fire that sees everything? Remember
Nah,
him? He lives in Mordor?
I didn't see the movies.
Bro, I'm trying. All right. Well, the point I'm trying to make is there's a whole forest of Sauron's evil. He's searching for the ring, scorched earth style. He's trying to get that thing back so he gets full power again. And there's the fellowship that's trying to go destroy the ring against his interests. That's when, and when things get really hairy, Pippin and Merry, two small hobbits, escape into the forest and are snatched up by the Ents. And the Ents have the power to help out, but they take about literally 2 fucking months to decide. They're very slow thinkers. All I'm trying to say is we are the Ents when it comes to the Occupy movement, and we're slowly making the decision, just like them,
Hey, look,
to finally put our power.
I'm going down on my puppet, shadow puppet.
It doesn't look
Doesn't
like
it looks like you're trying to suck on a snake.
I could do that too.
The sexual puppet shadow show. There you go. Yeah.
There you go. No,
Yeah,
now that's
yeah,
just
yeah, yeah,
kissing.
yeah. Yeah. Lick it a little bit.
Damn. If you guys are listening, once again, you're missing out on some crazy visuals.
But yeah, here's my question. Was the Occupy Wall Street movement the original one? What came from that? Like what ha there he is.
You
There
don't think
he
that looks
is.
just like Nate already, Jack? Saruman.
That's
Yeah.
Sauron,
That's
right?
Saruman, dude.
Oh, that's Saruman.
I don't
Yeah.
know why he
That
made that so confusing.
is my ideal fucking
Form.
yeah.
That's you if you can not jerk it for the next fucking 6 years, you're gonna look like
Semen
that.
retention, I
At
turn into a
age
fucking
40, yeah. What happened from the last Occupy Wall Street? I can't be
Well,
sure.
obviously what happened is it sparked a wave of cultural consciousness that we can use collective action to make waves, and they were the pioneers of that on social media. And you've seen it in the effects of the service sector and gig economy workers beginning to band together and unionize at many locations, Ben and Jerry's, REI, Amazon, and I don't know exactly what they did at Occupy Wall Street or why they were there or what happened afterwards or what it was all about at all. But based on vibes, I could tell that it changed a lot.
Well,
Right.
weigh in.
vibes just aren't enough, is what I'm saying with this.
Yeah, I'm getting to the point in life where vibes aren't enough for real. So here's the thing then, because all that the Occupy Wall Street people brought was vibes, right? What we need when we do our movement
No.
is demands.
Hold
And
on.
hella
All right, hold on.
flying, Jack.
Everybody, real quick, can we go in a round robin style? And I want everyone to say what they think caused Occupy Wall Street who did it and then and why, you know what I'm saying?
What caused it? Greed. Who did it? the people,
the working class, the proletariat. Working
class.
The proletariat.
What was the other question?
Rose up.
Specifics, Nate. Specifics.
Specifics. What? Why do I have to get specific? You know that's the truth about, of the matter.
In specifics
are for
in
fucking. It's for the elite, dude.
Listen to me
us,
now.
They want to confuse us with specifics.
None of us know what Occupy Wall Street is.
In specificity, listen to this statement now. In specificity, dies. In specificity, passion nuance. Dies. Right. You see what I'm saying? You get too specific, you start to lose passion.
That
Here's
seems
what
so
happened.
Wrong.
Here's what happened. I'm pretty sure in 2008, there was
the banking bailout, bro.
There was there was bailouts. There was the housing bubble.
Recession.
There was a recession. And the people were just like, I think we've had enough of this shit, and we got to get a little creative here. We got to go camp out and just sit in front of Wall Street and just make our presence known. All right?
All right.
All right?
Jack, yeah. Tell us what happened, because it's been so long. I've distanced myself on purpose to forget the trauma of that time.
I mean... I'm trying to read it. It is along the lines of following the bailouts of the banks and whatnot after the 2008 housing crisis, after the Great Recession, during the aftermath of the Great Recession. Yeah, the people came together against corporate greed in the form of left-wing groups. And that's what I'm saying. The main issue raised by Occupy Wall Street were social and economic inequality, greed, corruption, and the undue influence. There is something that we didn't allow in my household growing up called platitudes. Do you know what these are?
Describe, please.
Yeah, I know all about platitudes.
Basically, what about them? A platitude, I don't know exactly what it is, but it is something akin to a blanket statement, usually spoken within politics. Signaling to kind of obvious things that we can obviously all agree on. Okay. But where Occupy Wall Street messed up is we need to be able to say, yo,
my tactics.
Hold on, man. I got this. We need to be able to say, yo, What was wrong with that? What was wrong with Wall Street? Does every single person need to be Luigi Mangione and we all say, yo, let's divvy up all the companies and everybody just take out one CEO. I'm going to get Mike and Ike's. You get fucking Ben and Jerry's because we're rocking with them, I think. Crest, you know what I'm saying?
Crest. Dude, time to take Crest the fuck out.
Crest and the Jujubes, whoever owns them.
Nah, keep the Jujubes, man. I like that type of... That is one hard fucking gummy. I think that's something 100% of us can agree on. A little too fucking hard for my taste.
75 hard.
Make them softer.
75 hard. No one needs to do it. We didn't even talk about it. We didn't do it. There is no
fun. No, because I'm waiting until after my trip.
Your surgical trip?
What surgery are you talking about, man?
Which nothing. One? It's a cavity. Cavity filling. Wink, wink, oh, wink.
I'll fill your cavity.
Oh, Jesus, man. All right, here's all right. You want me to read
can we
an origin?
Chop that out for real. Chop that out.
Yeah, we'll chop it out. Yeah. We'll do it next time we put the episode out. We'll chop it out.
Chop it
what
out.
About? All right, here's the origins. Ready? I'm reading. The original protest was called for by Callie Lassen, okay,
damn,
Micah White, and others.
Micah White,
Adbusters, yeah. Okay.
Let me guess. These people are all mysteriously fucking dead right now.
Well, there's another conspiracy I'm realizing immediately. These people are members of a Canadian anti-consumerist publication.
Wow.
So what I'm noticing is that maybe Trump is doing these tariffs right now because they are having a war that we can't even possibly know about because it's so interdimensional and secretive.
An invisible war.
Retaliatory style tariffs. Interesting.
How come Canadians can do everything?
13 years later. 14 years
Americans
later.
Can't do fucking shit. We can't even do our own fucking revolution. We got fucking Justin Bieber, Jim Carrey. Everybody in the world who's ever done anything for America is from fucking Canada. And it's starting to make me feel a type of way. Hello?
No, you guys I'm just are, literally
are, what, are you guys
processing
friends with
that,
Canadians?
Dude.
Are you guys...
Oh, yeah, Veronica.
Well, yeah, I know Veronica, Lee too.
Koska? Of course, know her ass. Who else?
Canadians need a crazier accent. It's too similar to ours, you know? They have one... They say... It's like one letter, basically, that they kind of say a little different. They need to work on their accent. That's all I'm saying.
What do you think it should sound like?
It should sound crazy. It should sound fucking different. Because we're just too similar.
You want to give us like an idea? Like a... Just offer up some like...
You know, just like... Just maybe Irish, not like Irish, but just as different as
you're all talk, dude. Once again, it's criticism, criticism. All
right, Joy Tactics. Jack, when we got on the Zoom, was fully it was just a picture, or his laptop was face down and it was just straight on his crotch.
And also, I didn't have my headphones on yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, the quietest voice, as if it was like Ant-Man, somebody had been shrunken and was like across the room. I just hear a little voice go, "Hey, yo."
What? And have you guys really thought about what you would do if you could get down to his Ant-Man size?
Not really.
Have you thought about that, Nate? Do you let your mind wander to those?
How small does he get? Does he get
molecular? Oh, bro, he can. This is the deal. Ant-Man Quantum Mania. He goes so small, he's going through, falling through different dimensions. Just put it that way.
Well, that's what gives me anxiety. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to fucking chop up a SSRI, chop up my Zoloft into fucking hundredths. Make sure I get that shit still going.
You don't think they have pharmacies in the Quantum Mania universe?
Who's that chick with the school bus?
Ms. Frizzle?
Excuse me? The magic fucking Ms. Frizzle? Frizzle?
Yeah, I'd be hitting her up immediately.
What's up, girl? Guess what?
I'm a molecule. Why don't you meet me at the fucking... You know, meet me on a blood vessel.
And you know what? I did bring up this Ant-Man thing as if we've never talked about shrinking down to a tiny size, but we've talked about Osmosis Jones probably 40 times on this fucking thing.
And yet it never gets old.
Right, because
we do the same podcast 400. How many times have we done this? 250 times. We've done the same one over and over.
This is so smart. Do you know what? Let me just peel back the onion real quick. Because a lot of people, what they think is the smartest model for media is hypertopicality, right?
Exactly.
But what
exactly.
they don't realize trumps hypertopicality at all times is evergreeniosity. And I hate to even say it that way, but being timeless.
Evergreeniosity. Right.
Wouldn't you rather watch Groundhog Day than watch fucking 9/11 coverage? You see what I'm saying?
I definitely see what you're saying.
Yep.
What were we talking about? Being small?
Yeah.
Oh, cheap food would be so affordable. Because it's one and done.
But you're only getting, not even, if you're that small, you're not even getting just a bite of... A bite of beef from a burger.
Have you guys seen like streamers do popcorn reading? And then, you know what I'm talking about?
No, what is that?
It's stream, like in class when you do popcorn reading, like you read a paragraph, then you pass it to the next kid. You know what I'm saying? So streamers and are doing it with their audiences. So they're like, they'll hop onto the Discord call. But the second you stutter or mess up a word, they like kick them out.
Wow.
And it was reminding me of you guys.
Did you guys stutter when you... Because we used to read our English books in class like sentence by sentence sometimes. And I would biff it every single time.
I would fucking... God, I would kill to be in that scenario with y'all.
In a classroom setting?
Any setting where it is very inappropriate to laugh and you guys have to fucking be very fucking serious,
I'm
I just want to be
serious.
there.
I've been talking to you, Jack, about how I talked about the mule trip, right? The mule trip where we could take mules up to those cabins and experience life and really juice the fuck out of life. I'm watching Survivor nonstop. Me and Layla are watching season after season, and it's so fun. And I'm literally watching these people who are just work normal jobs in real life being pushed to their limits out in the wild, having to be hungry, having to fend for themselves and do challenges as well, while also overcoming social intricacies. I'll just put it that way, being voted off an island. And I'm feeling like I want to be living life more. I need to be milking life a little bit more. And one thing I thought about was all three of us getting that PADI certification, scuba diving certification now. This is a setting that could put us all in a classroom, maybe in Belize, maybe in the Caribbean. But if all three of us got PADI certified scuba diving
I didn't
style,
know that's what it's called. PADI certified.
yeah, it's called PADI, man. If you did any
PADI.
fucking research on the things I send over to you, you'd know what that is. But imagine all three of us become certified scuba divers, just what we've always wanted. Wouldn't
Damn.
that be sick? Living life, going to
I just know
class.
that you would die, and I don't want to see
Me?
that. Yes. Yes, I'm sorry. I
You
know
get
that you
stuck
would
in one
put
of
too
them
much
caves
oxygen
down
in it.
there.
Yeah, you would get fucking immediately get your pants caught on a rock.
No, I would get no pants caught on the rock. But imagine, because you know they have those things, the underwater like propellers, and you
Yeah.
hold on to it, and you get, yeah. Imagine all three of us doing that on vacation.
I think I've seen too many videos of people dying underwater to enjoy
We
that.
wouldn't do spelunking. We wouldn't be doing crazy
No,
diving.
but
I'm
I've
talking
seen it
about.
all. I've seen just a moment like that. There's an awesome, horrible, horrifying fucking video. It's not awesome. Of somebody passing away. I believe it's on YouTube. I don't even want to talk about this.
From scuba diving,
Yes, they have a
it's
GoPro on.
impossible, almost, it's essentially almost impossible to die from scuba diving. I'll just put it that way.
You realize what water does inside of the lung?
It does feel like a very Raelian death is like
Scuba diving, pointless, totally
to
didn't need to
lose
be doing it.
oxygen underwater, and you're like kind of like know you're gonna die for a long time, like it's like you have like 2 hours left and you're stuck under a fucking coral reef or something like that, and you're just down at the bottom of the ocean just thinking about how you're gonna die for 2 hours, and then
Two
it just
hours. How much oxygen you think is in these trucking cans, man?
I'm sure in
48
the
hours, whatever
modern
if I can
ones,
make it
the
out.
way they're able to pack oxygen into them is probably
Bro,
quite
you
efficient.
guys, well, let's think about this. You know how Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan in The Phantom Menace, they have those little underwater breathing
Oh, of
apparatuses
course.
that
No.
just go like this, just a little banana over your mouth.
Okay. Yeah.
That's fucking get us some of those, and then
Oh,
we
the
can really go
futuristic.
explore.
How has that not been invented?
Let me
That
get a water
no,
tuner. It seems
I
like
don't know.
I feel like I'm two chemistry classes away from fucking
Chemistry
cracking that one
classes.
open.
We haven't invented shit. I just want to call that out. Everyone thinks that we live in the space age because we got fucking the internet. But really? No, I guess we have done a lot when I really think about medicine.
Not
They need
enough.
to invent something like a Velcro, a new like something like that, something novel,
Yeah, like a liquid that you can hold.
I feel like there was a big market for inventions with the like those like TV ads, it's like as seen on TV sort of things.
QVC.
Like there was a I feel like there was a time in like the 90s where people were just taking swings and inventing
Yeah.
things that kind of didn't need to be invented.
Gizmos and gadgets. Yeah,
Right, right,
Nate.
right. Yeah.
100%. The TV, we got the TV in the back of the car. The
That was
fuck
so
else?
fucking
Yeah, people were
sick.
taking swings like a, I'm trying to think like a microwave that you could just put on your watch and just put one marshmallow in it.
Well, I've told you
Yeah.
guys about that kid from my school growing up who his dad had like a Cadillac Escalade, and they had the Xbox in the back of the, they had the TV screens in the back. You could play Halo. If you went to his house for a sleepover, his dad was rich as fuck. Well, guess what? That kid that I knew died in a motorcycle accident on his 22nd birthday.
Well,
how is it?
So it doesn't always pay to have the most luxurious things. And we'll bring that back to the 1%. If you're 1%, that doesn't mean you're invincible. All right. You're actually very vulnerable.
Right. Being the 1%, I know there's a great phrase to be had here with this type of
stuff. There most certainly is somewhere.
1%, 99%. Oh, I don't got it. Fucking goddamn it.
Well, here's what I'll say about the 1% is that there's more of us than there are you. And I feel like they forget that at times.
Right.
And it's time that they're reminded of our power, the power that we have in numbers.
If I ever transitioned to becoming the 1%, would you guys still rock with me?
Hell fucking nah.
And I mean, I mean, that could be any one of us. So you asked me the same thing, Nate. Would you ask me the same question?
Oh, would you still rock with me, Eric, if I became a part of the 1%?
I would die for you no matter what happened. That's how much I rock with you. I feel like we're blood brothers, essentially. Mental blood brothers. And I will do anything for you. I would never betray you.
All right, now.
I'd hire you, Eric.
Hire me to do what?
Whatever you want, dude. You just be on payroll, man. You just be one of them people that does nothing that I just pay. You'd be useless. I'd figure
something of value out. I wouldn't be useless. I'd be making fucking fresh salsa for you every single day.
I'd be like, no, dude.
Pints and pints of salsa.
Literally, I'm just giving you money to help you out.
I'm telling you, man. I got some new peppers and new onion ratio up in this thing. That's going to knock your fucking socks off. And we should have a party and have people come try it.
You're living in my shed in the backyard.
Dude, is it salsa party night?
Using medical treatment.
On dialysis. In the shed.
I can't wait to be hired by one of you guys.
That's going to feel
so
good.
It feels amazing, and it's good for your friendships.
Right.
Money gets involved.
Jack, I feel like you might be the first one to hire.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
I'm basically, maybe I'll get a kickstart on the landscaping company, and when you guys are ready to jump, you fucking come and we'll huck some mulch.
Wouldn't that be so fun if we just started landscaping?
In theory, the word would get around so quickly about how bad we are that it would not be fun.
We'd have a couple clients that would trust us. Maybe
what
some smaller yards.
What do you have to know as a landscaper? Not like downplaying anybody who does that, but it seems
But you are downplaying people who do that by saying
right. Right now I am, but I'm trying to learn so I can have more information to educate myself about this industry.
You need to educate yourself on soil pH and different plants, how different plants react to sunlight, how much water they need, which plants work well together, which plants attract critters, what type of lawn shapes people like, if people want wild gardens, if people want manicured gardens. Dude, it's endless. It's endless.
I'm fucking high on PCP. You're my boss, and I just take a lawnmower and mow over every fucking thing in their yard.
Oh, did you guys have to mow the lawn growing up?
Hell yeah.
Hell no. You think we mowed our lawn in my house?
Fucking damn it, I gotta mow the lawn. Like, this sucks. Like, it was such an act of like patience for me.
I kind of liked it. Liked mowing the lawn. I would take the shirt off, but wouldn't fit enough to do it. I would actually take the shirt off in the backyard, and when the front yard, when I went to do the front yard, I put that thing back on.
Oh no, the 11-year-old jiggly body.
Oh,
no, not jiggly, just ill-shaped gynecomastia style.
I'm trying to get
whatever God designed gynecomastia needs to be executed.
What is that?
That's that male titty disease.
Oh.
Where you have the little glands that get all puffed out.
Can't you fix that with some? Like a pill?
Time. I'm sure there's a fix for it, but for me, it was just in one.
You don't got that, do you?
No, not now. I mean, not technically speaking, but I did when I was on swim team, and it was like, well, I had one puffy ass.
Some dudes really be having titties, though.
I know,
bro. You think
bro.
I have that?
Them? Bro, there was a guy in my middle school where I was like, damn.
Yeah, some off people of, got
off of
it.
One beer, you know? Feeling this way.
Some dudes got it like that.
Yep.
Do you think if you just did some bench pressing, like it would kind of smooth out?
Oh, that yeah, it that gets even the bigger. The problem grows.
That's the opposite. You want to cave your chest in because, yeah, just thinking logically. But don't get rid of them, man. If anything, dude, it's basically having a fucking bicep on your titty. So if anybody tries to fuck with you, you let them know.
Right.
And that's a sign of brotherhood. You see somebody else who's got chlamydia.
Gynechlamydia?
You know, you go.
I got nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
What's that from?
Robert De Niro, Meet the Parents.
Classic. Meet My Fucking Parents.
An absolute classic.
Stone cold.
With heart, humor, and magic.
Now do that with your eyes rolled back in your head.
A classic. Humor.
Oh my god. That's a great 80s SNL sketch. Hey, I'm so excited for you to meet my family for the first time. Yeah. One thing you should know first. They are looking upwards. Maybe their last names is
the Weird Eyes family.
Does it hurt if you guys do that for too long?
Let's time it. It hurts right away, I'd say.
Yeah, it does. I mean, if you're really putting it back, putting that shit deep back in the fucking skull, Damn. Yeah, it hurts. Because
you know these things really are moving around up in our skulls. And every time that you do this, every time you rub your eyes, if you watch an MRI of that happening or whatever, it's like squishing around like crazy, the eyeball. Damn.
Really, I'm rubbing my eyes all the time.
Stop.
Is it bad?
You will get a disease from that.
Literally.
You will get a chronic eyelid disease.
You know I'm at risk for glaucoma, right?
Yes.
I can tell just by looking at you that you're at high risk of that. Because I'm starting to see that milk come into the eye.
Imagine if you had a fucking...
Wait, go ahead.
Well, just if you had the ability to see, oh, Jesus. Thank you, Eric. Eric's showing an image of somebody who could poke their eyes out of their head.
Remember her?
I do remember her. I wonder if she's on Fortnite.
Humans are just quite, there's such a variety of us.
And there's her best friend.
Damn.
Yep, the eyes are coming right out.
Can we get a full sitcom with a live studio audience don't you just think starring just... these fucking people?
The Eisenhowers, you know what I'm saying?
The Eisenhowers. Wait, I want to just spend some time thinking about the listeners right now because I think of them often and I wonder who's listening to this and what they're up to. What do you think the craziest thing someone's doing right now is that's listening to this?
Well, I'll tell you what. We were looking at the analytics on the RSS and there's one single listener in New Delhi. And if you're out there, if you're in India right now, we just want to give you a special fucking shout out. And I know you've tapped into something way underground. You're like, man, like I'm into this shit. It's from America, man. It's this podcast. Nobody is quite, you know, on the same level as you or I don't know. Just wanted to show love and give a special shout out to all the one person in India, or maybe several, who knows, maybe it's a couple people in an apartment,
but it could be an entire fucking company and they're blasting it over the loudspeakers.
It could be. All I know is it's a very opaque dot on the map of listeners around the world.
And if you are in fucking Ridgewood using a VPN in India, let's just say I'm gonna slit your fucking throat and let that blood run all the way down the street into Bushwick. How dare you?
And I'm going to say this open invite to come on the podcast. If you are actually
in India.
Living in New Delhi, we would love to talk to you because we've never been there and we want to get to know your culture and we want to get to know you.
I'll take it a step further. If you live in India, we're coming for you. We'll come out to you.
Yo,
show us the town, show us the site, show us the best place to get some food. I want to go to India fucking now. I want to go to, I have wanderlust. I'll own up to it. I'll just frankly own up to it.
You're having New York withdrawals, man.
No, it's not New York. You're not getting to return there.
No, it is because you're missing. You realize New York has the entire world in an entire bubble. We even have a place called World Spa that has saunas and ice houses.
Right. No, I know that place.
Now you're living in a bubble. You're living around. The literal only people who live in LA are entertainment people, around entertainment people, and you're.
Be careful because you're talking about my chosen family, by the way. When you talk about entertainment people, quote unquote, that's my chosen family.
Those people are fake, Eric. They're fucking fake.
No,
dude.
Man. And why do they want to chill with me so much?
They're lying to you, dude.
No, they don't. They're lie. No one's ever fucking lied to me.
Sometimes you don't. Sometimes the family you choose is not the family you need.
Speaking of New York being the epicenter of culture and global varieties of a lot of different types and people, have you guys ever been to Flushing, New York?
Queens? Yeah.
But have you been to Flushing, bro? Not just Queens. You know Queens is pretty big, right?
Yeah, of course. Jack and I have been to Flushing together. They have a crazy mall there. I lived in Queens, bro. Put it that way. They're making you respect me more.
You lived in Ridgewood,
Nate. That's like asking if you've been to like.
It's like asking
Times Square.
Yeah, like,
have you been to? Have you been to?
Do people go there a bunch? I don't know. I went there one time when I was in college, and I was like, "Yo, this is crazy."
It's like another country.
It's the best.
It literally
awesome.
Feels like you're in an Asian.
You just
country.
Feel like you're in China.
Yeah.
Wait, Jack. Remember the hot pot we had there with Danny and Kate?
Pretty good.
And they, but do you remember the bear made of fat?
Yeah, that was fun.
They put a little cute teddy bear in the hot pot, Nate.
Oof, I love it there.
It's so cute, right? Nothing's going to happen to it. Just wait till the boiling fucking hot delicious broth comes out and melts that shit and makes it even tastier.
You need to be a waiter, Eric. Whoa.
You guys have to try this fucking thing.
Oh, there was a dude in the sauna today. He's a
at
waiter.
La Cunada?
At the Glendale Y. And he said, I'm a waiter. He was probably, he said he was 60 years old. He's a waiter. And he said, all of my family are cops. And he said, every cop should have to be a waiter for 2 years. And I was like, that is such a great idea. Because being a waiter, it teaches you a lot about patience, customer service, how to deal with stress, how to deal with people that are angry. Okay.
But I don't think that I feel more fondly after being a waiter. I feel like I may, if anything, maybe more annoyed and have more spite for maybe that was just the restaurant I was working at and the clientele we had.
You're in a unique sort of culinary environment.
There's a lot of negligent parents and people who pissed me the fuck off when I was a waiter.
Yeah.
ACNTBA. ACNTBAWFAY.
Are you doing a comprehension test?
Acnt Bafe. That's the new ACAB. All cops need to be a waiter for a year.
Wow.
Thank you, Eric. That was
two
years.
2 years.
Yeah, you got to change it.
Yeah.
No, we'll get to that
one
later.
Year,
Patreon episode.
You're barely learning anything. That's just
right.
Like,
it does take two fucking years. Yeah.
No, if you want to be a cop, you should have to do acid and clock like 8,000 hours of YouTube videos to just mellow the fuck out and like have something, some random thing that you're furiously addicted to that you're thinking about while you're at work.
Jack, remember when we went to Forlini's?
What the fuck is that? Oh, the place that's closed?
The delicious classic Italian place that closed down.
Yeah.
And we go in and all those cops were having dinner. It felt like walking into The Sopranos, Nate, if it was about cops.
Wow.
They all looked like they were from like 9/11 videos. You know what I mean? They look like that classic New York.
Yeah.
That's my
cops
benchmark.
Are grizzled and gruff in New York.
some are. Some
no,
look
they
like
all are.
So
they got that grizzle, that gruff.
Now, there are some weak looking cops up in New York. There are some kind of like, I don't want to be fucking doing this. This is the only job I could be getting, and I'm a traffic cop. And
it does seem a little Hunger Games style, where it's like, fuck,
yeah.
All right, we're all going in for a fucking government city job. Fuck, I didn't get fucking garbage man. God damn it. Fuck, I didn't get this. All right, I gotta be a cop.
Damn, the city worker lottery. Like they have, you've seen the military ones where it's like Air Force
Yeah. What
pilots getting
airplane
their
you get?
plane. They're like, yes. The fucking B-52 bomber.
Dude, I want to do that, and except I have the biggest fucking bulge anyone's ever seen coming out of my Air Force jumper. Yeah, my thing's flapping all over the place.
Oops.
Whoops.
That, oh, they have a lottery system for the military?
They have. I don't know if it's lottery, but you get designated to one type of plane.
You are
and
going
there's
to be
like
an
one
expert.
plane that no one fucking wants.
Well, are you talking about the most dangerous drone in the world that nobody wants to be responsible for the
Now,
deaths
what
it will
could that
cause?
be?
I don't remember. The fucking B-52 Hawkeye engine flight deck simulator, non-simulator.
I don't know.
I want to give Papa Roach a Queer Eye makeover because they don't look so good these days.
What do they look like?
They look like a fucking... They look like a carrot top kind of emoji type of thing. Like a fucking... What do you call these things, these guys? Roblox? No.
Wait, can we pause for 1 second? Because it looks like something's happening with my mic.
Yeah. Joy Tactics. How about that?
You know what we need to do about the 99% thing? Here's what needs to happen. The 1% has to start becoming jealous of us. You see what I'm saying?
How do you
because
think we
right
do that
now,
with radiation sickness? We give them all radiation sickness? Or what are you saying?
No one's saying
nah,
that.
Nah, nah, nah.
Why not?
Nah.
Because
I
could do
mean,
it.
I like your revolutionary style of ideas, but I'm saying we have one fucking crazy ass party, Zion style from the Matrix, where it's all the working class at the heart, in the heart of the world, partying like fucking crazy, crazy DJs with dreadlocks,
But
insane sex.
How, man?
But you
what
have
are
to
we gonna
show
do?
your bank account before you get in, and if you make under a certain amount,
but
you're in. If
but
you go
Eric,
over that, get out of there. You're not invited to.
The Poor People's Revolution fucking DJ freak off.
Please. Spencer Pratt fucking for 48 hours DJing.
Well,
oh,
you want to have
poor
the
people
fucking
get fucking grind, fucking
grind
fucking on the
on
dance
us.
floor.
Please.
You want to have the proletariat diddy party? That's what P stands for. The P proletariat diddy party.
You know, it's nothing for us to laugh at, and I take back
the
that
blue
laugh
collar
because
diddy, a freak
it's not
off.
Funny. The blue collar freak ups. Yeah, please. And the white collar people are trying to get over the fence. What's happening? You can't come in, biatch, because you make too much and you ruin the world with your greed.
And guess what? We can only drink fucking moonshine. We can only eat fucking cake that we all fucking made. We can't be, see what I'm saying? Because they can't be profiting off of this party in any way, shape, or form. We have to make
cake
only
that
independent
we made.
Artists. We are playing. What happened?
Just imagining you thinking of like the non-corporate cakes.
Oh, here's what's up.
What's up?
What's
Sounds
that
sick.
Called where we all go on strike? Everybody goes on strike? What's
oh,
that
sex
called?
Strike, like in Lysistrata?
No, not a
That's
sex
when,
strike.
When the women take
a
back
general
their power
strike.
by withholding
General strike.
Sex.
General strike, not a sexual strike.
Which is
well,
not possible,
I'm
by
going
the
on
way.
A sexual strike fucking now until there's equality.
But the general strike, okay, in tandem with that, what are people going to do when they strike? We have a party set up, all right? So this is where you get to party for as long as the strike is going on. We have a fucking Burning Man style, like desert fucking party tents. We have, I was just saying, dude, I was just telling my girlfriend this. I was like, all we need is a couple industries just to hook us up with free shit. And what industries would we need? The rice
Water.
industry, the water industry. Okay. We just need three people basically, peanut butter, bananas. That's
Whiskey.
it. And whiskey, sure. We need basically five people to convince to say, hey, just help us out for this duration of time. While we party, you keep us fueled up. All right.
But what's the duration, dude? Because that's what it's going to be is if they have all the resources, if they have everything in the world except for bananas and whiskey and rice, and we have
Oh, they can
that.
have that too. Are you saying everyone else?
No, what
Like
I'm saying
1%?
is there has to become a point when our tactic of starving the 1% of what are we starving the 1%
No, they're
of?
not starving. They can
I
have
know,
the
I
bananas
know,
and
I know,
rice
I know, but what I'm
and
saying.
peanut butter.
But then how is the general strike putting pressure on these companies? How are they feeling that pressure? What pressure are
Because
they
we're.
feeling? Just FOMO?
No, no, no,
Just
no,
FOMO
dude.
from a bunch of starving banana addicts?
Dude, we're on the general strike. We're not participating in any sort of capitalism whatsoever. All we're doing is partying, eating rice, eating bananas,
Having crazy
drinking
sex.
whiskey,
I know, but
and drinking Dasani.
I'm seeing a dangerous organizational strategic hole in this plan, which every strike
There's no
needs.
holes.
What? Oh, my bad. What's that? When are we doing it? I'm so
I
addicted to
mean,
holes, yo.
I'm about one crazy fucking Photoshop flyer away from setting this fucking world on fire, basically.
Your
General strike
sex is
party in
on
a crazy font.
fire. Kings of Leon fucking are the new kings of the world in General Strike Desert. You see what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
Because remember how we had Imagine Dragons out there representing for the Writers Guild and SAG?
That's right. That's
Imagine
right.
Dragons. No, this is the flyer. Imagine Dragons. Crazy, right? Now imagine equality.
Oh. And then we just changed the world. Just through one.
Right.
If one
Wow.
flyer could change the world, one party could change the world.
I want to change the
What's
world.
that band that's similar to Jack? What is that band that is similar to Imagine Dragons? It's not them.
Fallout Boy.
No,
I mean, I'll just
it's
start
two
listing
brothers.
bands if you want.
Is it Fun?
221 Pilots.
No, close.
Black
Two
Keys?
brothers.
It's like the
The Ying Yang
matchstick.
Twins? No.
Is 21 Pilots reggae?
No.
Are you sure? Are you positive?
Chainsmokers.
Oh, the chain
The
smokers.
chain
Are they, which
smokers.
one does wish we could turn back time to the good old day? You tell me that's not a in like a white millennial version of reggae?
Speaking of that, really quick, I went on a nice walk with Max this morning, and then we went to a coffee shop, and the sun is shining. I just got the walk in, had a breakfast burrito and a iced coffee, and they're blasting Slightly Stupid up in the coffee shop, and I was like, this is heaven. This is
That's
amazing.
what's up.
The energy was perfect.
What's
Dude,
their
well, I was
song? Slightly
2
Stupid.
a.m. I mean, if we're because I played a bunch of songs the last episode, but
It's okay.
we'll keep the streak going.
No Cocaine by Slightly Stupid. Oh, this is a different band. Oh, this is fun.
Yo, the seatbelts don't work. It's all good. In the back of my whip, in the back of my mom's white Dodge Caravan.
You can't beat that, can you?
I don't think it's possible
I
to.
honestly love the fuck out of that. What was that song called?
I hear
Oh
a dog.
shit, there's a dog. Eric, you okay?
I couldn't hear you guys for a second.
Wolves?
Yeah, Bubbles and Bubbles is panicking about something.
Eric
What was
pretending
the
to not
title of
speak
that
dog
song?
language,
2
Eric?
a.m.
So here's what I'll say. I can't remember.
2 a.m. Okay, that's going in the playlist.
Do you guys know that I was at Ho Pat Kong Lake today?
Excuse me?
Ho Pat Tong Kong. I Hop Pat. I don't know. Ho Pat Kong. I don't know how
No,
to.
actually, we were going to ask you about it, and then you said, I need to save it for the podcast.
I
So
was
we're
at Ho
talking about
Pat
it.
Kong Lake today in New Jersey by myself picking up a desk. But what
Oh,
you're
you had to
saying
go
about
out
how.
of state to get this?
I mean, I guess, yeah. It was an hour away, it was nothing. But I just thinking about Eric having breakfast reminded me that this morning when I was having breakfast, it was in the Hopak Khan Diner,
Alone?
alone, and it was crazy local, mostly pretty old people vibes, and there was no music. It was so quiet, and I could just hear my fork fling.
What was the order, Jack?
The order was a Western omelet with rye toast with butter, with a side of home fries and a coffee.
When we go to Atlantic City, which Nate, you're being left out of by your own volition, we are going to go to one of those type of diners.
A diner.
A diner.
Oh, I love diners. But you know what? Hearing that you had a breakfast burrito and it wasn't a big ordeal. Oh yeah, I want to go just go have a walk and get a breakfast burrito. You could, God, getting a decent breakfast in fucking Brooklyn is fucking, it's not
That's
easy.
LA, man. I'm telling you, man. You're fucking up. Everyone's saying it. You shouldn't live there.
Burrito wise, yeah.
Yeah,
Breakfast
you're
sandwiches,
you're
yeah.
fucking redoing your office, and you need to be downgrading that shit and getting that shit in a box, man, and
Get the
preparing.
fuck out here, dude. It's
You guys will
enough.
see when the next ecological thing strikes. It's gonna be time to come
Oh, there's
back.
no more. The fires was the last one, and now
Oh
it's
yeah.
fucking paradise. It's utopia here right now.
Meatopia. There's the most
So,
busted. I guess I don't want to talk shit about a local business.
okay.
Do it, dude,
There's a
and
new
see the power
place.
that we have.
All right, listen. This is just constructive criticism. There is a breakfast sandwich in Fort Greene. I think it's an Israeli place or something. It's called Thea or something like that. And whatever. They have, like, I don't know if it's a pita style breakfast sandwich or something, but that thing is trucked up, respectfully. That thing is like,
Tricked up.
it's about 9 eggs as wet as possible. This is maybe the
Ooh.
wettest, softest, mushiest breakfast sandwich that God has created. But I don't even know about that type of shit because I'm basically always tracking my macros and cooking at home anyways, organic.
Here's what's up. We can take down small businesses because it's like we're a small business as well. You know what I'm
Exactly.
saying?
We know
It's
how it
like
is.
small business to
This
small
is a mom and
business.
pop
We can
podcast.
fight. Yeah, it's like mom and pops can fight with other mom and pops, you know? Because that's
Exactly.
their, you know,
Right.
that's family, you
In that
know?
case, we're coming for your fucking throat. Every bodega, every breakfast sandwich, every coffee shop.
I can't
No.
wait to come to New York. I can't wait.
It's in a mirror. It'll be the this is posted on Monday. You'll already be here when this is posted.
Exactly. Exactly right. So
Hey,
if you're
John. When are
Eric,
you
have
gonna be
fun, dude,
back,
and enjoy
Eric?
every moment because you're not gonna have that many more moments. The moments left in life are dwindling. So enjoy the ones you have. Aight.
When are you coming back, Eric?
The sixth.
The sixth.
Remember the 6th of November.
April. Well, guys, I need to know now what gave you guys joy.
Well, I'll start it off. Remember how I was in Hopak Kong, New Jersey? I wish I could remember what it's actually called. So, what was I doing there? Fucking around? No, I was buying a desk. I've been spending many, many months looking for the desk. As everybody knows, I'm working on in my solitude in New York. I'm working on making the office look a little bit Victorian. I have the wallpaper up. So now I've gotten a desk. This was a $50 steal Facebook Marketplace.
Damn, that's sick,
Yeah,
Jack.
that's
Pretty good, huh?
nice. It's
Where's
got
the
the little
monitor? Where's the
pin.
fat Mac? iMac.
That's going to be sold.
You're just hitting the laptop.
Yeah, I just realized I've mostly been editing and stuff on the laptop anyways, so I don't need it.
Congratulations, dude. I think it's
Thanks.
cool when you take an interest like that and you go and secure something based on your own taste. Put a little extra effort to make your living place special. So I
Well,
applaud you for that.
thank you. And it's a way to show, to tell yourself and remind yourself that you care about yourself by caring about
Right.
your space. That's a good
Nate,
self-care tip,
what about you,
right
man?
there.
Nate, what got you through one more fucking day on this planet?
Let's see. Well, we recorded yesterday, so I'm trying to think of what it has to have been in the last 24 hours.
It could be from second grade. I don't give a fuck.
Right, I guess it could. Let's see here.
This is
tough. Oh, I'm gonna say Resident Evil 4.
You're finally coming around. You figured out the puzzle. One of the puzzles, I bet.
The puzzles are fucking hard, dude.
Yeah. Like,
they're tough. Well,
it's always like, go get this scepter and put it in the... It's like, you have to keep running.
Like, I had to, like, find out a lock combination. Like, just... But there was clues around, and Jane helped me out with it. She kind of helps with the clues sometimes, and I'll just fight the zombies.
All right, you handle the clues. Like, I'll take the action.
Because I don't look... I wish you could separate some games into those categories, because I don't give a fucking shit about the dialogue. Like, when it's when dialogue's coming up, I'm...
Oh, yeah, but for the Resident Evil one, dude, you have to listen to what they're saying, because you would love this
I don't
dialogue.
Give a fucking shit, well, dude. Give me a fucking shotgun and give me fucking out there
out the
with
way.
The horde coming at me, and I'm fucking okay. blowing yeah. their fucking brain.
Well, promise me when the little man comes out, listen to what he has to say.
The little man? Laughing. Who's that?
That's all I can say, man. He's little.
Okay.
Little guy.
Wait, can I get some video game advice from y'all?
Yes, please, please.
Because me and Raleigh, we played It Takes Two, and we fucking had a great time. Now, everybody's saying, why don't you play...
Split Fiction.
So that's not available for the Switch, and it's not available for the fucking Xbox One. So I'm SOL. I'm plumb out of luck. I hate to say it again, but I am.
Get a fucking Acer laptop, dude, and play Steam games.
You Asus ROG Ally X.
Look,
now.
You just sold this. What you just sold a Mac?
I'm trying to sell. If anybody wants a 2017 iMac, I'll give you a ferocious deal.
Oh shit! How much?
Ferocious deal.
Literally.
If they're a tactician, are you gonna give them a discount? Or
I will give
you
a
charge more.
Fucking crazy discount, and it's souped up, by the way. Wait, you think
you're,
I should charge
you
them
literally
more?
Just sold it. You know how many people listen to this that fucking
and I'll
want
keep all my fucking photos on it too if you want.
All your safe passwords and everything.
Yeah, we could share a bank account. But send me a fucking couples game if you got it.
What? If anybody wants a fucking like a barely functioning 2013 MacBook Pro, hit me up too. Or I'll sell it to you for
800.
800.
Yeah, 850. Yeah. I want to scam somebody on this laptop, dude. I want to sell it for way more than it's worth, but I just...
Damn, is that the book that guy left?
This is the book that the homeless man left in my stairwell.
Damn.
Was that
homeless man? That's a good
book,
by the way, Robin.
What?
The Radio Man? Do you know about this guy?
No.
I know about him, Nate.
He's a famous New York guy, and he's like employed by Robin Williams on all of his picture.
Put it away. Burn it, Nate. Burn it, Jack. Burn that book.
I will burn it, because that's how little ego I have. I don't even need
Ego's
possessions.
Ego's the Enemy by Ryan Holiday. Everyone, if you have that book, I'll burn it now.
Well, Eric, I'm quite curious about this.
Mm-hmm.
What gave you joy this currently in your life?
Let's see. Me and Layla have been watching so much Survivor. Hours, 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 hours.
The latest?
The latest, of course. I never heard. I don't know if has this been a joy yet? Survivor. I cannot get enough of it.
Check the spreadsheet.
We just watched the David versus Goliath season that has nice. Mike White up in it. We're watching an older one now. The cast of characters are amazing. I can't get enough of it.
Who's the
it's
one
great.
You said that was like me?
There's a guy. Okay, there's a guy on the David versus Goliath season who's a truck driver. His name's Carl, and we thought that his vibe is similar to yours. I'll show you what it looks like.
I'm looking him up right now. Carl. Oh, he's bald. Interesting.
This is, if you played Survivor, you would play a game similar to Carl. I think.
Just and he's, is he costume. Ruthless?
No, he's just like he's like a real one, I think. And he like I know you I think that if you went on Survivor, your addiction to beer would reemerge and you'd be craving beer so badly. And he is craving beer on the and he gets it, by the way. That's a spoiler. He gets some beer and it's very fun to watch. But all right, guys, this has been an amazing, amazing time chatting.
We did it.
And to everyone, the 1%, you're on watch.
We'll see you on Wall Street. Everyone take a deep breath, figure out which cardinal direction Wall Street is, and start fucking sprinting. We'll see you there.
See ya.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.